Dr. Nod here. When you get bad dragged by the square world's endless jive, your weary old soul needs a little psychic air conditioning. Now that's why I dig to crawl between the sheets for a refreshing sound massage. The sides our lady spins won't claw at your face, but they won't make your eardrums yawn either. Like Goldilocks, another boss chick, she goes for the taste that's just right. Be it the exotic, the classic, or the unexpected. Right now, she's set to fly through her own crazy technicolor sky. So be you ancient hipster or brand new jelly tot, welcome on board. Take Doc Nod's tip for a very hip trip. Here's your vinyl ace from inner space to take you to that special place. Dig it with Angel Baby.
Oh, Blue Monday. Well, I feel just fine on a Saturday night, but it seems like there ain't nothing right. Monday, oh, Blue Monday. The boss man rides in a Cadillac while all I do is break my back. Monday, oh, Blue Monday. The big man, he makes all the money, but none of my life is quite that funny. I guess until I'm in my grave, I'll always have to work and slave. I wish I had $4 million, I'd give the boss man back his truck. Monday, oh, Blue Monday. Smokes them big cigars and rides around in great long cars. Monday, oh, Blue Monday. I know he thinks I'm not too smart, but nothing's missing but my heart. Monday, oh, Blue Monday. The good Lord knows just how it hurts to get right up and go to work. I hope someday that I'll be rich, then from my job I'll come unhitched. Sometimes I'm gonna faint. I work from can until I can't. Monday, oh, Blue Monday.
diamonds on her finger. Instead of a little band of gold, big diamond, big blue diamond, tell the story of a love that no man could ever hold. Well, she wanted more than I had money to buy. So she left me, then got lonesome, I'm told. Big diamond, big blue diamond, now she'll trade them for the love behind that band of gold. Well, I'd gladly do my part to mend a broken heart, but love that's warm over soon grows cold. Oh, big diamond, diamond, I don't want them, I just want a love behind a band of gold.
You're Between the Sheets with yours truly, Angel Baby, and Dr. Nod. And Doc kicked us off with a blue set.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you in a blue mood?
Yeah, kind of a blue mood, man. And maybe everybody else is after these three records. That last one was by Earl Conley King. He used to call him Conley there in parenthesis so to distinguish him from the New Orleans cat. And the interesting thing was they really had to do that because he was a big hit down in New Orleans, his records were, and also in East Texas. And you know, this one, Big Blue Diamonds, was especially probably his largest hit. And of course, it was on the King record label out of Cincinnati. It's quite the classic, and it inspired a lot of covers. Even Gene Summers, the rockabilly guy, did a great cover of it. Anyway, so that was Earl Conley King, folks. And before that one, it was a real Indigo Dr. Nod special, Blue Changes by Lorenzo Smith and the Swingin' Changes. That was out of Chicago on the CJ label. Into the top
I
of the
like
set.
I like that Indigo special.
Did you like that one?
I
yeah.
Did.
They could really, really put you in a kind of a smooth mood. Then at the top of the set, went down to Texas for Tony Douglas and the Cowtown Hoedowners on Cowtown Hoedown. Where else? And I don't know where in Texas this label is from. Maybe Fort Worth. And good slice of Texas bop called Old Blue Monday. So three blue records for all of you. And I think we're going to go back to Texas again with Angel Baby.
We've got a heartache set coming up. We're going to kick this off with Donnie Carl out of Tyler, Texas, doing Heart Attack.
I love you, girl. I love you so. I'm begging you, please don't go. 'Cause if you do, and this is a fact, baby, I'll have a heart attack now. A heart attack, girl, a heart attack. A heart attack, a heart attack. Have a heart, don't let me die. So baby, please don't say goodbye. I tried to call you,
on the phone, but they tell me you're not home. Oh, will you please say you'll take me back before I have a heart attack? Yeah, a heart attack, a heart attack, a heart attack, a heart attack. Won't you please let me explain? Please, baby, can't we try again? Come on.
Help me, can't you But Doc, she's gone for good now, and there's no love left for me. I guess I'll move along now. Thanks for your sympathy.
Was really sick with a broken heart, huh? Ted Harris.
Yeah, Ted Harris. Good for him.
That was Blues of the Heart on Columbia. He also did a rocker, Just Thought I'd Set You Straight, sung partly in a false bass on RCA. But here he was just pleading with his doctor. I don't know. He really loved that girl.
He really did, and he screwed up by leaving her.
Before that was One Broken Heart, Larry Don on Alley out of, how do you pronounce that? Jonesboro?
Yeah,
did I get that right? Yeah. Out of Arkansas. Larry also made Honey Bun, a rockabilly record on Baden worth about $3,000 mint. This is maybe a $50 record, but just as good in its own way. Not that I really care about values, but some people got their whole thing with Trophy Records for whatever reason.
Hey, I don't really care about values unless I'm spending the money.
True. Kicking off that set again, Heart Attack, Donnie Carl. So those guys, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do for them. I really love it when they're like breaking down on their records. So
yeah, they're emotionally destitute.
Yeah.
Wow. So we're going to now, a little change of pace, we're going to bop on down to the Dark Continent for a while. I'm going to start off with the Calvays on Cobra out of Chicago, Lonely, Lonely Village.
Sun by yellow African moon is shining bright. Jungle lover, where are you tonight? My sweet patootie, come and kiss me. Quick, quick. My sweet patootie, come and kiss me. Quick, quick. Mightiest of hunter, braver than the lion. I know gonna bite ya. Why are you afraid of trying with me? Sweet patootie, sweet patootie. My sweet patootie, come and kiss me. Quick, quick. My sweet patootie, come and kiss me. Quick, quick. Smarter than gorilla, tough like alligator. Jungle killer dilla, why are you so afraid of poor me? Sweet patootie, sweet patootie. There's love, love, love on the moon tonight. Sweet patootie, come hold me tight. Oh, Lulu, Lulu, Wava, Zulu, why am I taboo? I look all over jungle, but I cannot find you. My sweet patootie, come and kiss me. Quick, quick. My sweet patootie, come and kiss me. Quick, quick. Find the missionary, you and me get married. Stay here in Boma, stay here at home with me. Sweet patootie, sweet patootie.
It's time for TNT. Time, news, and temperature.
Good evening. This is J.T. Halloran, and I'm on my best behavior. Time in Los Angeles creeps in this petty pace from day to day. The temperature is just about everywhere. The backlash against GoDaddy's proposed TV ad during the Super Bowl game continues to mount. First, the SPCA was appalled at the scenario of Buddy, an adorable little white puppy, falling off a pickup, and then steadfastly finding his way home only to be coldly sold by his owners. Recently, the NAACP founded a veiled slur on the, quote, continued enslavement, unquote, of African Americans, and that the use of a black puppy would have been too obvious. However, the real reason the spot has been pulled is that due to the overwhelming positive response to Buddy, GoDaddy was planning a whole series built around him until his owners refused to give the pup shots to retard his growth unless they were paid a lot more money. Now GoDaddy is working on a new scenario and auditioning puppies without owners. Now back to Between the Sheets.
That is truly disgusting.
Well, remember in the 1950s TV show Lassie, it was rumored that they actually did give shots.
But why? Lassie wasn't a puppy.
No, ma'am, but, you know, Lassie's co-star, the little cat, the little kid, well, he was growing up too fast, and he also was supposedly his parents' just sole support.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely, yeah. Well, that's showbiz for you.
All right, why don't you let the listeners know what they heard?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were in Africa there. Okay, so the last thing we heard was My Sweet Watusi by Mindy Carson with Jimmy Carroll on Columbia. That is one weird record. Before that...
Weirder than other things we've played?
No, not weirder than, just weird. Sort of middling weird, I guess. Okay, Zambezi. Before that, Larry Lucy Combo on Amber out of New York City.
Yeah, that was a nice instrumental.
And at the top of the set, previously announced, the Calvés, Lonely, Lonely Village on Cobra.
Very cool set.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to follow that up with the Death set. Going to kick this off with I'm Gonna Jump, Girl, and I'm Gonna's in parentheses by the Pattons. And this is on Tens out of Wheaton, Illinois. We played this previously, which would have been a couple years ago, which was a second release just called Jump on Stature. So this is the first press, which is rare, and I assume it's the same record. They just released it twice on different labels and with a different title.
Yeah, same take, yeah.
Anyway, so here is I'm Gonna Jump, Girl.
Jump in that river.
Rebecca Rodifer. That was a heavy cut by the Gunga Dins.
The Gunga Dins.
Did I not say that?
He said Gunga. It's Gonga.
Gunga Dins.
I mean, obviously it's off Gunga Din, you know, the Kipling poem, but they just changed it a little bit to be the Gunga Dins.
That was off of Busy Bee out of New Orleans, Louisiana, which is exactly where we saw them perform the last Ponderosa Stomp, which would have been a year and a half ago, I guess, because it wasn't last year, previous year. So hopefully they're getting in line a new show. Anyways, we're going to upload the label with this podcast so you can check it out. It's pretty pink and it looks kind of like a kid drew on it, but that's just the label design. Anyways, they were, when they performed, they gave the story of the songs previous to playing them. So that was a song about abortion. And we were really into it, so we had to hunt down a copy of the record.
Yeah, did they say that it came from somebody they actually knew?
You know, I don't remember if it was a personal story.
It sounds that way.
And I wasn't sure if the record was even cut before abortion was legalized, and I can't remember the story since it was a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I know.
But anyways, they're pretty cool, so you can definitely check them out. Maybe they'll perform more because they hadn't performed in years. I think that's what the deal was.
And they were pretty tight.
Were really great. They were probably one of my favorite acts that year. Before that was Dead Sea, and maybe you can say it in French.
Yeah, they're French Canadians.
I mean the song
Mère Morte,
which is Dead Sea, and that was Les Jaguars on Turn Soul. Which, did I get all that correct?
Yeah, Les Jaguars. On Turn Soul.
Oh, excuse me.
That's just... Mm-mm.
Dr. Nod here speaking French.
Pas de problème.
And like he said, French Canadian. Anyways, killer instrumental. Kicking off that set again, I'm Gonna Jump Girl, the Pattons. And some more guys just like flipping out over their chicks. Yeah. What's going on with these guys today?
I don't know. What's wrong with them? Anyway, okay, let's go into a set. Hey, we got something here that also jumps. Bunch of frogs. Yeah, man.
For different reasons.
For different reasons, yeah. Not just because they connected a dry cell battery in a lab to them either. Okay, so we're going to start off. We're going to go to New Orleans again with the Perales doing a little number called Tadpole Tully.
Here at Between the Sheets.
Thank you. tadpole Tully did the holly gully, a flippin' dippin' bayou bum. Oh, all the city cats couldn't get no facts on where this bum come from. He went to New York City and he tried to learn all the latest steps around. Oh, well, he worked real hard until he got them all and headed back to his bayou town. Doing the boss walk monkey and a hitchhike stroll. They even doing the limbo with a sugarcane pole. You can hit this little town most any old time. And Tadpole Tully is still around. Tadpole Tully did the holly gully, a flippin' dippin' bayou bum. Oh, all the city cats couldn't get no facts on where this bum come from.
Thank you. Yeah, me and that bullfrog gonna be the best of friends. I'm gonna climb up on that log, never jump again. Cause I thought you would love me, thought that you'd be true. But all you do is run around and look for someone new. How well that bullfrog got it made. How well that bullfrog got it made. Only I'd have been him, on that log I'd stay. Only I'd have been him, on that log I'd stay.
So ribbit, ribbit. Yeah, well, we had to sort of lighten things up after that death set, I guess. So these are kind of dumb records, but hope that did the job. You want to say something? You look like you're about to.
Well, I don't think they're dumb.
Oh, no?
Just because they're about frogs.
Well, maybe they're not. Okay, so that was Crazy Bullfrog. That was Lewis Pruitt on Decca. For that, Don Sky Eagle. Frog on a Log. Sounds like a Native American name, and that's on Walker out of Detroit. At the end, I think he was doing some Woody Woodpecker laughs and
stuff.
I know,
and then they were imitating frogs throughout the song.
Man, oh man.
Singers really like doing that.
Well,
are you sure you pronounce his name correctly, though?
Sky
Is it
Eagle?
Sky Eagle?
Yeah, Sky Eagle.
I thought maybe it'd be Skeagle.
Skeagle? Hey, sorry, Don. I don't know what Skeagle. That's better. I mean, that's funnier.
Well, they don't separate. It's not separated.
Well, that's okay.
It's one word.
I don't think it's Skeagle.
Okay.
That's the best laugh I've had the whole show. Okay, well, let's see. Before that, oh, yeah, the Perales, we said, Tadpole Tully, and that's on Lynn's label out of New Orleans. And, hey, that was the Amphibian Trio there, Amphibious Trio. So hope you dug it.
I dug it.
Yeah, cool. So now we're going to, we're going to say?
Farewell.
We're going to say farewell eventually.
With a favorite one of yours.
Yeah, we're going to start with, I just got this in. This is a great record, I think. Fenton Robinson, also known as Fenton Robinson. They left the I out of this. Sometimes they put it in after the T. Sometimes they don't. This is on USA, another great Chicago record. And it says on the label, say you're leaving.
You say you're leaving me. Oh,
I think that should be our new ending song.
It's Farewell. Man, it's a good guitar song. And so was the other one, too. Both do good guitar.
Well, only because it's also male-female duet.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
That was Farewell, Lily and Ruth on Spark out of Los Angeles. And it's another fine example of Lieber and Stoller. And then kicking off that set again was Say You're Leaving, Fenton Robinson. Mm-hmm. So a couple records to end the show.
Yep. There we go. We're over. We're gone. We're getting out of here. That's it.
Any more?
No, that's all. Sayonara. Goodbye. Arrivederci.
Been Between the Sheets with yours truly, Angel Baby and Dr. Nod. Catch our next show at my podcast page. Want to be lost in paradise? Then check out the next installment also at my podcast page, lostinparadise.podomatic.com. That's all for us, except for Doc's parting words.
Yeah, dig me later if I don't first fall into a moon crater. Anyway, over and outski.
Thank you kindly, that's all. I'm through. The rest of this recording is up to you.